This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And the scripture says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And truly our great pastor is going to bring us that which is good, which is acceptable, and the perfect will of God. And now I present unto you our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder Batiste. Yes. To our elders, missionary, deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Maybe you're hearing this on the first day of the week, but we are rejoicing in the Spirit, searching the Scripture. This is the Sabbath day. Before we get into our thought, it's about God's Son being revealed. We're gonna hear this number by the choir. Go back to Moses. He wrote it, the choir.
In Jerusalem, at certain times, the Lord spake many things. And those who heard not all believed that he was the one in need. Though they had the law,
for he wrote of me. And I believe the scripture, I believe the words of the Lord. We are God's covenant church. We're God's covenant church because we keep God's word. We keep God's covenant. We keep the commandments of God. And I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy, who kept God's word, kept the commandments, kept the covenant with God, kept the law, God's divine word. They're going on, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. They kept the law. They kept the word. They preached the gospel, which is God's word. We have announcements. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What is Moses talking about here? He's talking about God's word. The first verse says what, Sister Fran? Before we get into that thought, Deuteronomy 4 and 1.
Yes, Pastor.
Says, Now therefore, what?
Hearken, O Israel.
What?
Unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you for to do this.
So the statutes and judgments is God's word because they're upright. Mm-hmm. And so many of these preachers like to say, well, all those bylaws that was done away with, that's not true. Yes. Whatever you're doing today, if you're living holy, you're keeping the statutes and judgments by obeying truth and law. Read.
That ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you.
Now the land that God gave his people, the parable was Canaan land. But the land is the land of holiness.
All right.
That's another world.
Yes, it is.
We're in this world, but we're not of this world. God have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's another world. That's the world of God.
Yes.
It's called holiness.
Yes.
Read.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you.
The statutes and the judgments is the word of God.
Yes.
He's letting you know. Don't add unto the judgments and the statutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the word.
Yes.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you. That's why it's called commandments. Because God's word is 10 precepts.
Yes, it is.
Read.
Neither shall ye diminish aught.
That
from
means
it.
You cannot take anything out of the 10 commandments. Out of God's word, what?
That ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God.
So that means if you don't take anything out of it, if you diminish aught, you can keep them. But as James said, if you offend in one point,
Yes. You're
guilty of them all.
Yes.
Again. 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them.
For this is your wisdom
and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. So now, if you want to understand what God is all about and what is required of God, follow me as I follow the Lord through the scripture. Let's go to Matthew's 11 and 25.
Yes.
You cannot follow the Spirit of God unless you are submissive to the Spirit of God. As the scripture says, the spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets. And the spirits of the prophets is the same spirit that the apostles had.
Go ahead.
And everyone that God sent. And it's called the word. It's called God. It's called the commandments. It's called doctrine. It's called holiness. Yes, it's Lord. Righteousness. It's all the same thing.
Yes, Lord.
Because if you don't have God, you don't have righteousness. You don't have His Spirit. Mm-hmm. Matthew 11 and 25, what does it say?
At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent.
Natural man, I don't care how wise you think you are. The wise and prudent cannot see this. Mm-hmm. You can be a rocket scientist. Your spirit is exalted above God. If you cannot humble down to the Spirit of God, you can't see what God have for His people.
Right.
And for those that would follow and love Him, you can't see it because of your spirit. Whether that spirit is hatred, jealousy, envy, strife, that's what's blocking your view. But you have to humble down. It's hid from those that are so-called wise and prudent of the world. What?
And has revealed them unto babes.
But if you are submissive, if you yield to the Spirit of God, God will open up the knowledge to you.
Yes.
God will let you see Him. God will show you light. And you can follow God. Read.
Yes. Even so, Father, for it is seen good in thy
even
sight.
Even so, Father,
for so
it
seemed good in thy sight.
What?
All things are delivered.
So God did this. If you can't see God, if you cannot see what the scripture is saying, that's no fault of the sower. That's the fault of your spirit. Because the Lord said, if any man will, let him come. Any man is free to follow God, but you must humble down like that camel coming through the Nehelai gate. You got to get down and humble. And if you think you're smarter than God, you'll never see God.
Go ahead.
You'll always be on a wonder, and you'll always be in trouble.
Yes.
Read.
All things are delivered unto me.
All things are delivered unto me. What?
Of my Father.
God give His anointing. Whatever you get from them, God give it to them. Mm-hmm. What?
And no man knoweth the Son but the
now
Father.
Now here's the thing. No man know who the Father is. You cannot see God unless the Son show Him to you. No man knows the Father but the Son. What?
Mm-hmm. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son.
So you can't see the Father save the Son, and you can't see the Son except the Spirit of God reveal it to you. And that's through a Son. But if you cannot receive the Spirit, you can't see God nor the Son.
All right.
Because you cannot humble down to the Spirit. As the scripture says, they couldn't resist the Spirit by which Stephen spake. That's why they couldn't receive God.
Right.
Read.
And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal
him. So that means even if you don't follow God, if you receive what the one that sent is sent, if you receive what they're saying, knowledge being revealed unto you.
Yes.
Once you get the knowledge, it's up to you to follow God or to accept the knowledge. But it's being revealed.
Yes.
But it's revealed to those that don't have anything blocking them. Say, well, I don't want to live for God, but I believe what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Acts.
Right.
Read the 25th verse again. That's the point I want to touch on right now. At that time, Jesus answered and said what?
I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise
and prudent,
and has revealed them unto babes.
Those that go into theologian school.
All right.
Those that think they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Those that think they're smarter than everybody else, think they're smarter than God.
Go ahead.
Those that come to God and all of a sudden you're more than the one that's trying to teach you. You got more. You come to God and someone over you will make yourself over them. And God ain't made you nothing but what He's made you.
Go ahead.
You're smarter than God now. And you don't have any fruit to show it. Let's go to Acts 1.
All right.
1:1.
Thank God.
This is what happened when God sent the prophets down through the time. Mm-hmm. They didn't believe the prophets. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. They killed them. They rejected what they said. As John said, pipe to a people, but they wouldn't dance. Jesus came. He brought the word. He was the Lord. And they didn't know who he was. I told you, but you can't see.
That's right.
So what about you and I?
All right.
What about the one that he sees? If they hated you, they're going to hate me. If they rejected you, they're going to reject me, they're going to reject you. If they call me a Beelzebub, what about you? Other words, if they think I'm of the devil, what about you?
Go ahead.
It's not about the person. They don't love God. They can't honor God because that devil in them setting up thinking he's God.
Yes.
I know more than God.
Go ahead.
That's the way the devil acts.
Yes.
Son, don't act like that.
Mm-mm.
Son receives.
Go ahead.
Son believes. Every son in here you follow, that's what happens mm-hmm. to him. Yes. The devil is the one that fight God, not God's son.
No.
Never have. The son is submissive to God all the time, even when they're being killed, they're submissive.
Go ahead.
And they're right. And many times they're looked upon as wrong, but they're submissive. That's the way God's son is.
Thank God.
The only one fights is that devil. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Good to know that, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
I also know, no matter how much you love God, if that devil got more power than you, you're going to be just like Judas. When he comes, you're going to give yourself to him. You ain't got no power over that devil. I don't know what you love God.
Go ahead.
Judas probably loved God too.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he did.
Yes.
But he didn't have no power over that devil because when he came, he entered into him and he had no power but to do what that devil bidded him. As the scripture says, he whom let will let until he be taken out of the way.
Yes.
But this is talking about the son.
Yes.
How the son is submissive to God.
Yes, Lord.
And how God used the son. Acts 1 and 1, what did he say?
The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach.
What?
Until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments.
So it was through the Holy Ghost. Through the Spirit of God, he gave the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. He gave commandments mm-hmm. unto the apostles. Every one of God's anointed received God's commandments before you can do anything. Mm-hmm. Read.
Yes. He had given the commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen.
What?
To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs.
Many infallible proofs. What?
Being seen of them 40 days.
40 days he saw them. He was seen of them after he rose from the dead. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't talking about how they killed him. What was he talking about?
And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
He was speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
And that's what he did from day one when he preached.
Go ahead.
Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes,
it's always
Lord.
About that.
Yes, Lord.
It's about that today. Whatever you think you see, it's about the kingdom.
Yes.
It's about pleasing God. It's about getting and going back with God. That's what it's about. Not about what you think you see. It's about the kingdom. It's about that final resting place.
Yes, Lord.
Entering and staying into the kingdom. That's what this is all about. Not what you think you know.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Read Matthew 6
right.
and
yes.
33.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But the devil, even though that's what it's all about, that devil is busy trying to exalt himself against God.
Yes.
About what you think you know. And I said from day one, anyone hearing my voice over these, whatever medium you're listening to, if you got a problem with what I'm bringing, show me where I'm wrong. Come show me. Come to 425 Laconia Boulevard. Call us. Call me. Show me where I'm wrong.
Yes,
if you show me where I'm wrong, I'll follow you.
Yes, Lord.
But I follow God.
Yes.
And I follow him through the scripture.
Thank God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Matthew 6 and 33, what does it say?
But seek ye first the kingdom of God.
What?
And his righteousness.
So wait a minute. It's all about righteousness. These are the things pertaining to the kingdom.
Yes.
Righteousness.
Righteousness, yes.
The son should be submissive to God. The son should honor God.
Yes, Lord.
And those that carry God. That's righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
If you don't, anything you think you know or do means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're sinning.
Yes.
It should be submissive to God. That's the difference between that devil and God's people.
Yes, Lord.
1 John, let's go there. 1 John 3.
All right.
That's the difference between those that live for God and those that don't.
Yes.
Those that talk God, those that don't have God.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 3 and 9, what does it say?
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Wait a minute. That's what's wrong with the devil today. He said, well, I don't commit sin anymore. So you say you never commit sin. I didn't say that. We were all born in sin.
Yes.
But once you are born of God, you don't commit sin. That's all God's concerned about.
Yes, Lord.
Everything past means nothing. And God came the same way.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Whatever happened before he became and preached and became that offering matters not.
Thank God.
He that is born of God does what?
Doth not commit sin.
What?
For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin.
What?
Because he is born of God.
What?
In this, the children of God are manifest.
So wait a minute. This is how you know who the children are. Don't tell me you haven't sinned, you can't honor God.
Right.
If you can't honor God, you're doing all of these.
Yes.
Somebody tell me I'm wrong.
All right, Pastor.
Because you make the scripture a lie.
Go ahead.
Somebody interpret that for me. Give me another interpretation of that.
Thank God.
Tell me, well, I didn't honor you, but I haven't sinned. Tell me that. Because one says that and they're gone.
Go ahead.
The people don't honor God, they're in sin.
Yes.
If you don't honor the Sabbath, then you're just a bunch of sinners, you're a liar.
Go ahead.
Same thing.
Go ahead. Yes, Lord.
In this, the children of God are manifest. What?
And the children of the devil.
That's how you know children of the devil. Children of God don't fight God.
Right.
And everyone here at 425, we've seen it in action.
Yes.
You see it on your jobs. Mm-hmm. You see it in the scripture.
Yes.
When did you see Peter or any of them fight the Lord? When did you see any of them fighting Peter? Paul, where did you see that? And the children, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. What?
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God.
Well, wait a minute. Are you doing righteous when you don't honor God?
No. No.
But you still of God, huh?
No.
Now, which one is true? This or your explanation why I don't honor you? Which one?
All right, Pastor. Thank God.
All right. Let's go back. Matthew's.
Yes.
6:33. Read that again.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
So you want to seek to be like a babe. That's why the Lord also said, except ye come as a child, you in no case going to enter.
Right.
Now I'll say it again. For we that are here does hear my voice. Which one you know that didn't honor pastor teacher was exalted above and made it?
Mm-mm. All right, Pastor.
I don't know nowhere in the scripture anywhere when you don't honor and submit yourselves to God and come as a babe, you don't make it.
Yes.
And you can act humble all you want, but if you're not submissive, you're not being as a babe.
Yes, Pastor.
That's what the scriptures say. Mm-hmm. That's what my job is, to tell you what the truth is so that you don't go that way.
Right.
And God always got an example of what you're looking at. Now look upon it. You can see just what God is saying.
Thank God.
How plain is that?
Yes.
Read the 24th verse. What does it say?
Yes. No man can serve two masters.
You can't serve two masters. You can't honor me today and tomorrow you don't.
All right.
Today you give me $100, but tomorrow you're fighting me.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell the teachers teaching you, I like that, but tomorrow, I don't see that. I ain't like that.
Mm-mm.
You can come up with something new. The Son is trying to bring into knowledge.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God. Ask yourself then, if you don't agree with him, why are you following?
Yes.
God didn't give you nowhere else to go. Wait a minute. If you believe God's anointed left you with nothing, how could you believe God, period?
Go ahead.
When you always said what leadership preached and what the scripture, they preached what the scripture preached, mm-hmm. I'll never leave you. I'll be with you always.
Yes, Lord.
You understand that God is with you through a leader.
Yes, Lord.
Well, if you can't believe the leader, who's the leader? And many times, one don't go against the leader because they think they're the leader or equal to the leader. That's why they have a problem receiving them. That's why they have a problem catching the knowledge, because I know more than you do. I should be teaching everybody this.
No, no.
And I said this. If you want to teach, explain it to me.
Right.
I'm going to give you a scripture. Explain to everybody what it means.
Go ahead.
Read the scripture and still got a problem with it.
Yes, after
God opened it. And you the only one can't see. Mm. 24, read it again.
Yes. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other.
Now, wait a minute. Either you love God and hate the devil, or you love the devil and hate God. Which one is it?
Mm-hmm.
You can't love both. So, but no, I don't hate you. Well, then, if you don't hate me, mm-hmm. you must hate the devil.
Yes.
If you hate the devil, you wouldn't treat me like you hate me.
All right.
If you love God, you would honor God.
All right.
Which one is it? Read it again.
No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other.
I believe that. What?
Or else he will hold to the one and despise the
other.
Oh,
there it is, despise.
Mm-hmm.
There's many people despise
yes.
one, but they act like they love them.
Mm-hmm.
But what make you know they despise because they can't be submissive to them?
Right.
And they do submissive to them. I see what you say. The next thing you know, they're back at it again.
Yes.
Comes up. God set the situation up and bring out that they really don't. They
Thank
really
God.
Despise what you're doing.
Thank God.
And that's what's blocking them from seeing because they got a problem there. Despise one.
Yes.
I'm exalted over you.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you, envy, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's blocking me from seeing. Because there's something there.
Yes, Master. Thank God.
What?
Yes. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
You can't serve both. Read the 30th verse. 28th
yes.
verse.
And why take ye thought for raiment?
No, let's go to 12. 12 and 28. Let's
yes,
go there.
Yes, Master.
12th verse.
Thank God.
12th chapter. 12 and 28.
Yes.
Thank God. I'm
mm-hmm.
hoping
yes.
that the world can understand what I'm mm-hmm. what I'm bringing here.
Yes.
And yet it's for us because the word is not just for those out there. It's for anyone got an ear to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's for all of us.
Yes.
12 and 28. What does it say?
But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you.
Now, wait a minute. Everything God gave me, I showed you what God showed me. It's a lie. It's the devil. Because
mm-hmm.
every lie is of the devil. It's not of God.
Right.
That's what we're here to cast out devils.
Mm-hmm.
And we cast them out of your heart, out of your mind.
Yes.
Different traditions and myths and things we thought,
mm-hmm.
God is casting stuff out your mind.
Beautiful. Yes.
Unless you too exalted accept it. Well, no. This is where we always done things. This is what I've always believed. We're not in the world.
Right.
Yes, we're moving on in God.
Yes, we are. Never ever.
Increase of his government, there's no end. Because something's got to govern us.
Go ahead.
How we act and what we do.
Go ahead.
It's supposed to be knowledge.
Yes.
And I believe the scripture says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Go ahead.
You don't put limits on God.
No.
All things are possible with God.
Go ahead.
God didn't ask us to do nothing he didn't do. That's reasoning.
Yes, it is.
His ministry was about reasoning with the people. All of God's anointing have reasoned with the people. Reason with them through the scripture.
Yes.
But the problem is things block them because they don't have no love and honor for God. That's why they can't see God.
Right.
And they couldn't receive the one whom he sent. Because of what was in them.
Yes, Lord.
Read the 33rd verse.
Yes. Either make the tree good and his fruit good.
What?
Or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt.
What?
For the tree is known by his fruit.
Wait.
All right.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.